Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Good morning, guys.
What's up, man? What it do, baby? Glad I'm still here with y'all, though.
Why is that?
You know, it's cold out here, Max.
Yeah, I mean, well, you told me it was in the 30s in L.A.?
Cold, like you weren't going to make it to the studio this morning?
Yeah, like it was, you know, it's cold. It's at night, it dips into the 30s, and then overnight, man, it's in the 20s.
In the
right
20s?
Now. Yeah, it's the coldest. It's the coldest. I think it's the coldest 8-9 days in the history of L.A. in a consecutive streak.
That's wild.
So
in the 20s?
Yeah, it was about 28 this morning when I got up and came downstairs. So I got up, whatever, Jay Wright. So I come out the door, and I'm like, it's cold as I'm going through the hallway. I'm getting there. I can feel a little bit of a draft. I'm like, damn, it's cold. You know, I know the heater's already on because they got it. You know, I can barely breathe. They be cooking in there. So,
where's your family keep the heat thermostat at, though? Take me through before you get into it. Are y'all like 72, 73?
No, it'd be like at 76 degrees,
my wife,
man.
Is 77, 77 degrees.
I can't breathe.
You don't really usually need a thermostat in L.A.
Nose bleeding and everything. No, but see, what happens, though, Max, when you vegan, their bodies stay cold all. They always cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doggone, you eat some meat or something.
Yeah,
you'll be all right.
Get some protein.
Well, they'll tell you protein is the broccoli and the beans and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's the beans.
You got to have like
a broccoli.
Fat of beans and rice.
The nuts, all that. But anyway.
Good luck giving me those proteins sleeping next to me.
I get into arguments about it all the time, but I'm going to leave it alone. So I come out the garage, and the garage is up. And it's freezing cold, right?
Garage door.
Open. Oh no!
And so
no.
I don't. I'm not going in the garage. No, but it's dark too.
I'm not going in there.
It's dark. So I open the door, but when I open it, I hurry up and close it. So when I close it, I'm like, damn. And you know, we in the mountains.
Y'all
so
got
I'm like,
coyotes out there, man.
Man, we got it all. Yeah, mountain lions, coyotes.
Yeah, you name it,
we got
out
it,
there, man.
And so I reach through the door. Cougars. I reach around through the door, and I know where the light is at. I reach through to turn on the light. And I took one of the shoes off the shelf and threw it to see if anything, because you can't see because of the cars.
Yeah.
There's cars, so I can't.
Raccoon,
I don't know what's in
whatever,
there.
Yeah.
Man, you're talking about scared to death. It's cold, and I got to get in the car. So I done threw the shoe to see. I'm like, okay, nothing moved, so let me go on in. Because one of the kids that left the damn garage door open.
I think it was
my son, Vance, because I went to bed at like 6 something last night. But I believe he went to basketball practice, and he came in and out of the garage. But it was one of them deals where if I walk in his garage and I got a bobcat or a mountain lion or some coyotes checking me out, what the hell am I going to do? It's not like I can hop on a car and they not get me, you know?
Right, I'm there's
like,
nothing there.
No chance.
No.
Nothing.
No
them chance. Little plastic brooms. That's what I'm going to fight.
Put some bats in that garage.
Let me tell you something. Jay, when I lived in L.A., I got charged by a rabid skunk. Rabid skunk. Like I got charged. The thing came out of the bushes, just ran at me, but clearly had rabies. Like clearly had rabies.
What did you do?
And by the way, for someone with a big nose, the skunk is the worst Styles matchup you could have. I was just thinking, please.
So wait, what did you do?
Jumped in the house, man, because I was getting back late from a fight that we'd worked in L.A. for HBO. So. Like, you know, Key knows, like, the way, and you know, the way the L.A. houses are, like, you could slip out the living room and go right into the bedroom instead of having to walk down the hall by the kids' room. I didn't want to wake anyone up and stuff. Oh, I jumped back in the house. I saw we didn't have mountain lions. We had bobcats, coyotes, for sure.
Yeah, I had coyotes.
Rattlesnakes.
I had coyotes in the front of the house the other day.
Yep, rattlesnakes, all types of stuff.
Because we got the little dogs.
Yeah, so they'll get your dog, man.
They know. They can smell. They know that the little dogs are there. And they was like across the street in front of, like looking at our house on the neighbors across the street, like just chilling. And you know, I ran, and they just kind of
coyotes.
Though,
by the way, sometimes you go and they don't go anywhere. And they can, by the way, they can run straight up hills and like cliffs
and
stuff.
Max is telling the truth.
Yeah,
sometimes
I can't do that.
Yeah, I done chased them down.
They just look at you like what?
Hey, Jay. Nah. I done chased them down coming out the hill, coming down out the gate. Uh-huh. They running across with somebody's dog in their mouth. I done blew the horn and chased them down.
Yep. It happened. They let it go?
No.
Right.
Up in the hill, they gone.
I hate to say
poor
it,
dog.
You hear it sometimes in
they
the hills.
They were sitting there picking
the hills
they,
in LA.
Really? Hey, Jay. Yep. They sitting there picking their teeth with the bones.
Yeah. Oh. You hear dogs. You got to be careful on those hills. Anyway, that took a morbid turn.
Jeez.
But 20-something degrees in L.A.
Yes,
the best 30, advice I got, Key?
It's 38 right now.
Before
so it's
I
a little
moved
warmer.
To L.A., I was told by someone who lived there, because I lived in L.A. for 6 years. Before I moved, they said, pack for through Thanksgiving. If you're from the East Coast, the only clothing you need in L.A. is really through Thanksgiving. But that's not 20-something degrees. That's
nuts. It's 38 now. And if you – it's 38 now, so if you up higher – where we're at is probably 34.
What's the high today? What's the high going to be today?
The high is going to be 60.
I'll take it. I'll take 20 degrees in the morning for a
it'll be people out there with mink coats walking around with big old trench coats and stuff at 60 degrees.
In New York in the winter, if it ever hits 50. You know those people
yesterday.
Come out in the shorts and stuff? You're like,
yesterday.
It ain't like that.
Yeah. It was incredible.
And people are in shorts. You're like, it's not shorts.
And this is the best traffic ever right now because everybody's indoors. They won't come out. It's too cold.
Mm. It snowed here on Tuesday. I don't want to hear it.
It snowed in L.A. it's the Tuesday. Other day. We get
That's
snow,
nuts.
Too.
I once saw a snowflake in L.A. I saw one single snowflake. That was it. What do you mean? It doesn't snow, but apparently now it does. Yeah. So, on to football. Mike McCarthy says Kellen Moore wants to light the scoreboard up, but Mike McCarthy, who, as Clarence Hill told us, was known for not running the ball enough in Green Bay, says he wants to run the damn ball. Here's the quote. "I've been where Kellen's been," says Mike McCarthy. "Kellen wants to light the scoreboard up, but I want him to run the damn ball so I can rest my defense." Because Kellen Moore's the OC, but Mike McCarthy is the head coach. He's thinking of complimentary football and the entire team, right? That's Mike McCarthy's point. Listen to this quote. "I think when you're a coordinator, you know, but you're in charge of the offense. Being a head coach and being a play caller, you're a little more in tune with everything. I don't desire to be the number one offense in the league. I want to be the number one team in the league. With the number of wins and a championship. And if we've got to give up some production and take care of the ball a little better to get that, then that's what we'll do because we have a really good defense." Key, let's set aside the point
man,
he's
man,
making.
They're showing CeeDee Lamb dropping Bentleys just, left and right.
Missing it, right, hitting him right in the chest.
Let's put aside the point he's making about wearing both hats and knowing more, like having the big picture in mind more when you're a head coach calling plays. What do you think about the way he phrased it? Is he throwing Kellen Moore under the bus?
Well, look, I don't think he's throwing him under the bus. I don't like that he said it out publicly because there's no real need reason to do that. He's not there anymore. He's with the Chargers now. He's telling what he believes. Coaches, and I told you and Jay this before when you asked me, well, what goes on the sideline? Is the head coach communicates with the offensive coordinator, whether he's upstairs or down on the sideline, and he gives suggestions about what he wants to run or what he thinks on the call sheet should be run. And that's up to Kellen Moore at that point in time to make that decision on what play should be run at that down and distance or part of the game. Sometimes quarterbacks or ex-quarterbacks that become offensive coordinators, they get happy feet and they want to throw. They want to dial it up. Every single coordinator that I've ever had or been around that was an ex-quarterback, they want to throw the ball at the wrong time. Every last one. Every single one that was a quarterback.
Why? They want to show you they're a genius?
They want to be smart. That's quarterback thing in them. They want to do it that way. I mean, that's just – and I think Kellen Moore is that. But you got to remember, too, Kellen Moore is not auditioning for the Dallas Cowboys. He's auditioning for 31 other teams, so to speak. It's not 31 jobs that will be opening, but he wants other people to know, look at me. I can do this. Give me an opportunity. And so – when you want that complimentary football and that balance, you may not want to run the ball when you was calling plays in Green Bay at the end, but you want to run it now because you got a much better defense.
You see, Key, to me, this is like a game of poker. There have been multiple times in my life where I would bring the friends over on the weekends and we would play Texas Hold'em. And after a while, you get a chance to, you know, different personality traits around the table of your boys. And I have a decent hand, not a great hand. And I'm like, screw it, I'm all in. Just to watch everybody. Because, like I'm tired. I'm tired of all this. I'm all in. And to me right now, like, this is a sign Mike McCarthy's all in. Like, and there's a feeling that he knows,
Key, for him.
That this is, it's either we're going to do it or that's it. Because now there's no more Kellen Moore to blame.
What kind of hand does he have?
Even if you have one of the best offenses in the league, nobody cares.
What kind of cards is he holding, Jay? You like the cards he's holding or not so much?
I'm not sure.
You know, Max, you're my coordinator, right? And I tell you, I say, give me your best play on 3rd and 4. I don't give a damn. Just give me your best play. And then all of a sudden you go vertical all nines. Okay. Oh, and then I go to you, I say, you know, we've been running the ball. We've run the ball now 16 times. I'm charting it here. We've run the ball 16 times for 79 yards. Why aren't we running the ball more? We're going to do it, Coach. We'll do it the second half, and the first thing you come out is you run 3 straight pass plays. Mm. That's a fireable offense. And this is kind of what happens with coordinators. Coordinators get fired because they think they're too smart and they're geniuses and they're going to do it their way instead of doing it the right way. I watched one of my former head coaches bring an offensive coordinator down to the sideline from the box the second half of a game because he wasn't listening. He told him, you get your ass down here with us, because he wasn't listening. Took the play call sheet from him, and he was calling the plays. And it happens.
He made the point earlier, they're all auditioning for head coaching jobs, especially in this NFL, where the high-flying, offensive coordinator is the pipeline to head coach, right? You want to show what a genius you are. Tomorrow, guys, marks the 30th anniversary of Jim Valvano's famous "Don't Give Up, Don't Ever Give Up" speech that launched the V Foundation for Cancer Research. I think about, like, I'm not kidding, I think about Lou Gehrig's speech on, today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. I think about Stu Scott talking at the ESPYs. And obviously, Jimmy V's speech is like that. We're taking this moment to celebrate Jimmy V's incredible legacy of never giving up and the effect of the V Foundation over the last 30 years. You can join our celebration and support Jimmy V's dream of victory over cancer at v.org/donate. That's v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research. More KJM next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Hey, we got someone coming on right now who could
hold on.
Shed some light on something.
I know you're going to introduce my guy. And I reposted it yesterday. I just got to let the world know, if you don't know about Carlos Boozer, who played for the Utah Jazz and played for multiple teams in the league, just Google Carlos Boozer Prince, and you will hear one of the all-time. Booz, can you just give us a Cliff Note version of the story you told yesterday, please, just for our listeners?
Hey, good morning, fellas. J-Dub, what's up, bro?
What up, baby?
Once upon a time, I had a house in L.A. Prince rented it out, turned everything purple, but he turned it back before he moved out. That's a Cliff Notes version.
He turned
Max,
it
what's up, man?
Purple?
Keyshawn, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
He turned it purple with lighting, with literally dye, with what?
Took the lions outside of his gate, changed it to his signature, changed one of his bedrooms into a hair salon. Oh, you got to read about it.
That's some dough right there.
And then changed it right back.
To a rental. That's some dough right there.
I hope it was well worth it. That's for sure.
How many bedrooms was it, Booze?
It definitely was. It was 10 bedrooms.
Ooh, where again?
Bedrooms.
It was in Bel Air. The cool thing he did was he turned my weight room into like a nightclub with a DJ booth and a disco. It was pretty dope.
Hold on, Bel Air or Bel Air Crest, Booze? Bel Air or Bel Air Crest? That sounds like.
I lived in Bel Air Crest when I played with the Lakers, but this was actually like Bel Air, like a little bit over Hollywood, over Sunset.
All right. Where? I was in Bel Air. Where? Where? I wonder
why
where
you got
was.
This, dude. Nobody don't care about all that.
I wonder where the crib was.
Doheny.
Okay, I got you.
All it right, was listen. Off of Doheny.
He was in the high rent district, Bel Air. Man.
Dude, yeah, this is NBA money. What can you say?
Who's got that contract?
Who's first, before we get to anything, you see where Jay Will is ranked 14th all time
on
the college point guard list? This is the definitive college point guard. 14. What do you think about that?
He should be way higher. He should be way 12? Higher.
Well, like, Bob Cousy's better than him, though, Booze.
No, he's not.
According to this list, he is. According to the list.
Bob Cousy was the first guy who said, wait a minute, maybe I'll dribble with my offhand, too.
Yeah.
They got Jameer Nelson, Ty Lawson.
Guys,
Jameer Nelson.
This is
J.K. and Ty Lawson.
The disrespect on this list is incredible.
Well, I mean, how you gonna argue with Jameer Nelson being better than Jay? Look, he's slightly taller.
He's slightly taller. He's like 5'10". You're the worst, Booze. I'm gonna talk to you about real. Can we talk about real basketball? Because I really, just for people to understand, when Booze came into college, Booze was the same size doing everything the guards were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coach made him more into like a 4 or 5, and it made his game all around better. But Booze was like more like a point forward when he was in college. Booze, watching Anthony Davis. And
I
don't think Booze is there.
Booze here?
I think
we lost Booze.
I think we lost Booze.
He wanted to talk about you as a point guard, not that other stuff. He hung right
Prince
up.
Calling him. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Yeah, Jay.
I was trying to talk to him about AD.
I wanted to hear what he had to say about you as a point guard.
I think he called back. He was on FaceTime. You know how that somebody probably was calling him on FaceTime. You know, when you're on FaceTime, somebody call you, it screws you all the way. Sit
like,
there
yo,
trying to press.
No, you say, do not accept the call. What's the matter with you, Booze? Come on.
But, do not disturb. On your
but, Jay, this
quick
weekend,
over real quick, see who
this,
it was.
This weekend, you got the UNC Duke game this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that. Bring me up to speed.
Well, I mean, it's not the same kind of top 5, top 10 matchups that you would hope for. But still, I mean, look, it's the best rivalry in sports. So I'm going down there for game day. I'm going to be with Jay Billis and Fonz and Seth Greenberg and Reese Davis and company doing it down there. And, look, it's senior night for Carolina. They're coming off a big win on the road against Florida State. They're playing to make the tournament. And Key, I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's like, look, when their guards are playing at a high level, they're really good. I mean, R.J. Davis and Caleb Love are two guys that were in the national championship game last year. But I need my squad to get a win on the road and ruin their season.
Booze obviously wanted to talk about Jay as a point guard because as soon as we changed the subject, he hung right up on us, but he's back.
I would never do that. Never do that.
Don't accept the call.
So I'm in Lakeland. My kids are playing in the state tournament this weekend, so my service ain't the best at the hotel.
Gotcha.
All right, Booze. I see you on the soft flex. I mean, you don't just let them know that, you know, that the kids are, you know, top 10 in the country. That's a soft flex, Booze.
What it is.
They put in work. They're getting better and better, man.
Who do you like in Duke UNC this weekend?
It's going to be a good one. I got Duke. I got to go with my Blue Devils. I'll tell you, they've won 5 in a row. They're playing the best basketball they've played all season, and they're healthy, right? So they still got the captain, Jeremy Roach. Filipowski's been the most impressive and most consistent of all the freshmen. Also, but Lively's coming on strong. Whitehead's coming on strong. The kid Proctor is a pro. He's got great poise. The kid from Australia. They're doing a good job of playing good. And Shire's done a really good job in his first year. Think about it, 16-0 at Cameron in his first year. Very impressive. The Tar Heels probably got one of the best backcourts in college basketball in R.J. Davis and Caleb Love. You saw how much damage they did last year in the tournament. They got Armando Bacot, who's the best big guy we have in the conference. So it's been tough to win on the road all season long for all the teams in the ACC. Challenges are going to be very high, but I got the Blue Devils edging them out by a couple points.
Booze, you think Bacot is a pro?
I do. The game has changed on them, though. You know, it's like when we've seen some of the guys like that came through that were back to the basket players like myself. The game is different now. You know, you got to be able to pick and pop a little bit. There is a little bit of room for guys that are dominant in the post. He's got to be so dominant to be able to have the kind of effectiveness that he has at the college level, at the NBA level. But I think he's definitely a pro. The kid's a double-double machine. He has a nose for the ball. He can score, makes his free throws. And I think he'll be making money next year somewhere.
Carlos Boozer, ACC Network basketball analyst, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Booz, out in L.A., man, you know, my Lakers and LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And LeBron's going to miss the next several weeks, it sounds like. And then I don't know what AD's going to do. But what do you make of where they are right now, in particular LeBron in his career right now at the age he's at?
I mean, LeBron's remarkable. I mean, he's defying time. I mean, I played with him his rookie year, and I thought he was the best passing player maybe I'd ever seen next to, like, Jay Kidd and Steve Nash. His vision was incredible. And for him to be the leading scorer in NBA history is unbelievable. 38 years old, averaging about 30 points a game is ridiculous, especially going against all these young studs that we got in the game today. I mean, the bottom line is, like, Anthony Davis, as talented as he is, he's not Giannis. He's not doing what Jokic is doing. He's not doing what Embiid is doing. And that's really the downside. You know, everybody expected him to kind of carry the torch. We've seen him have dominant performances all throughout his career, even though he's been injury prone. When he's really, really, really good, he's hard to stop. And the what makes Giannis so unique is that he also dominates on the defensive side of the ball. And that's the other part that AD's not doing at the level enough to win a championship.
Booze.
No, like, lies detected.
You're so good at breaking down the game, man, from your perspective. Can you take the analytics, like, in the analyst hat off and give me the former player Booze. If you were on a team with AD, would you be frustrated with Anthony Davis?
I mean, it's hard to say. Like at the end of the day, everybody's going to tell you what they can give you. You know, being in the locker room, I've been in the locker room with some great players. I mean, I've been in the locker room with guys that are Hall of Famers, and it's tough because you don't know what his body's going through. The guy gets hurt every season. Who knows how much that toll has weighed on his body, you know, over the course of it. And he's also like 7 feet, very agile. You know, he shies away from the basket. You see him dunking right there. That's the AD that they need consistently. But he's more of a fadeaway jump shot kind of big, which he's great at. He's terrific at, and he's a terrific defender when he wants to be. But at the same time, I don't know the toll on his body, man. I don't know what he goes through with rehab. You know what that's like before games, after games. Can you know what that's like? I don't know. His body isn't LeBron James' body. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He has more of a fragile body. I don't know how much all those injuries have paid a toll on his body.
You said he gets hurt every year. I'm like, you mean every damn game?
I ain't want to do him like that, but he's been hurt a lot, though.
It's LeBron and AD. Neither LeBron nor AD have played a full season in a minute now. It's been seasons. That is Carlos.
Yeah, Cruz. But Max, wait. Yeah. LeBron's been carrying 12 grown men on his back for how many years now?
20.
Long time. I mean, he's allowed to miss a couple games.
Well, I'm not making an equivalency in terms of durability throughout their career. I'm just saying, at the moment, this is what the Lakers got. They got two guys, their best two players, that they put everything in the middle of the table for. They pushed all their shit for these two guys, and they give you 50 games a year if you're lucky right now. You'd like that to be 65, something like that. Mm-hmm. Carlos Boozer, ACC Network basketball analyst, former Duke forward, who says that Jay should be way higher than 14 on the list.
His name is Carlos
way
Purple
higher.
Rain
Purple Boozer. Rain Boozer.
Yeah, Carlos Purple Rain Boozer.
Bel Air, 10 bedrooms. Boy, it pays to play in the NBA for sure. 10 bedrooms in Bel Air? Prince wants the crib? Come on.
Was he wearing 2001
NCAA champion?
Was he wearing his stilettos when he came out to meet you? Hi,
all black and boots. Yeah, all black boots on.
Did he cook your pancakes?
Game blouses.
Not at all.
No pancakes?
Not at all. Blouses.
Man, y'all.
Thanks, Boos.
All right, Boos. Alone, man.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Oh, gosh.
You know, Bryce Young, guys. Bryce Young weighs in on concerns about his eyes after Jay tells us about Vivid Seats.
Guys want to come back to my house to play some late night basketball?
Make pancakes.
Jamie Foxx. Online too. The basketball and hockey seasons are heating up. Baseball is just around the corner, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of the ESPN. And with Vivid Seat Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th, guess what, Max, for free. So download the app or visit VividSeats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of the 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See VividSeats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
I think he's special. And listen, he's undersized, and that's going to be the whole conversation leading up to the draft.
Bryce Young has a chance to be a superstar. Bryce Young's accuracy, anticipation, and arm strength is rare.
He should be wearing a cape on the field with the things that he's able to do.
Young under pressure, escapes to his right. Young throws downfield as Brooks open at the 15, and he waltzes into the end zone. Touchdown, 41-yard touchdown.
I think he's a smaller version of Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is such a gangster. If you take away his size and his arm, you're like, ooh, that guy should be the first pick in the draft. Take away, make him smaller and take away the arm strength. And you're still like, he's like Mahomes without the arm and the size. Great, we'll take him first overall. Mahomes is something else. But Bryce Young is too on the college level. Of course, the questions have been about his size. Keyshawn, J. Will, the Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance because, you know, think about those commercials I always reference. You wouldn't make it in professional football where, like, the regular size guys in a football jersey is, like, way too big for them. So Bryce Young at the Combine was talking about his size, and here he is.
I've been this size, respectfully, my whole life. I know who I am. I know what I can do. And, you know, for me, you know, I think it's fair. You know, everyone can speculate and ask whatever questions are necessary. But, you know, I'm going to continue to control what I can control. Keep working my hardest to put myself in a good position. And I'm confident in myself. I know what I can do. And, you know, I'm just excited to get to that next level.
Most people are not the same size their whole life. They grow.
Man,
so maybe
stop,
that's one
man.
Of the problems.
Oh, right, listen, man, how, stop.
So no, listen, Bryce Young is a great player. Doesn't matter. He knows I'm kidding. All right. Listen, it's like Jay in college. When you're
but
a certain
you know so
size
funny?
And you excel anyway, it's amazing.
Prior to hearing that clip, we were talking during the offline. I said to the control room, I said, I've been this size my whole life. But I knew what the answer was going to be to that question before we even heard it.
Right.
You just knew.
Yeah, Key was mimicking what he thought predicting what the answer would be, and it was pretty accurate.
What was Bryce Young supposed to say? Like, do you want Bryce Young like that? I mean,
Was he supposed to be, like, angered by it? Like, you can only control the things that you can control. And for a guy like him, yeah, he's undersized. You know, a guy can, you know, Key talks about what the D-line can do to him. But, man, he's still going to be a top five, top ten pick in the draft, and he does have a special talent. Once again, Key, I think it has to deal with fit, too. Like, what – actually, let me ask you this, Key, because from all the schemes you played in football, what style would make him the most successful in the NFL?
I think something in terms of, like, the West Coast offense, where you're getting the ball out quick, three-step drops, putting him on the perimeter some, moving him outside the pocket. The problem is, though, Jay, in all honesty, though, when you are a slight build and you're smaller in stature, those dudes on that edge, them Khalil Macks and them Bosas and them type of hungry Von Miller-looking dudes, they got bad intentions, and they're fast. They're really fast. So when you start talking about, you hear people say, well, Drew Brees was in the West Coast system with Sean Payton, okay? Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson had a defense, and they ran the ball, and then they started throwing, and then they wind up moving him out of Seattle. So you got two outliers there, and they neither one was taken with the number one overall pick. No one is saying that he can't be drafted in the NFL and play. My reservation is where he's drafted at, for me. Now, I'm not doing the draft. I'm not picking him. Because if I was picking him, he probably wouldn't be at the top of my board based on size alone. And I know it's unfair, but the NFL is a big man's game, man. And you have smaller guys that have had success. It depends on the position. There's a reason we don't have a lot of data with smaller quarterbacks. It's just a reason.
Yeah, and the irony, of course, is the outliers, like Russell Wilson or whoever else, make it more likely that a guy gets drafted higher because, oh, look, that guy worked out. Maybe we can push that even a little farther.
But Russell Wilson is thick.
Yeah, he is. Right, but I'm saying, but you could push the envelope a little bit. Oh, well, maybe he's shorter and he's not that fast and he's not really diesel or anything, but maybe he could do it. Bryce Young talked about how he's been dealing with questions about his size, guys.
I speak my truth. I make sure I explain how I play the game, you know, how I see the game, my process, you know, how I'm able to get through things. You know, obviously there's stuff of film and on the board, and, you know, it's just talking ball, X's and O's. You know, coaches, I feel like, you know, have asked about, you know, how I've gotten, you know, to throughout plays and through reads and all that. And again, I've been around so many great football minds being in these meetings and, you know, being able to talk about, you know, one myself and then be able to pick their brains and see how, you know, they run their offense, be able to learn from that. You know, I think it's been a lot of back and forth, and I'm super grateful for it.
As long as he stays healthy, he's going to be great. The question is, at his size, can he stay healthy given defenses in the NFL? Right?
I mean, that is one question that certainly is going to come up. If he can stay healthy, he was nicked up at times at Georgia. At Alabama. It's just one of those deals, man. Unfortunately, he's in a situation where they're going to scrutinize his size.
I mean,
it's just what it is.
It's just, I mean, like Charlie Ward, like back in the day at Florida State, right? Like he was like 6'1", 6'2". Like, so like, and that's even
NBA.
Like, I remember him being like on the smaller side. And now I'm curious to like, what is he going
but
to
Charlie
actually
Ward,
measure
you see, what, you see what Charlie Ward had to go do.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. In the NBA.
That's what I'm saying.
And they wasn't really accepting of black quarterbacks back then. They just wasn't. But Charlie Ward had to pick the right sport.
Key. I just wonder what he's going to measure at today.
Yeah. He looks like he's my size. And I know, like, when I see guys NFL players at ESPN who are bigger than me, like
Chris
bigger,
Canty
like
comes
thicker
in
and taller,
AJ.
And they still look small.
I know we're going to carry this over when we come back, but that 6'2", you think you are in NFL, right?
Uh-huh.
When they put you against that wall and they take your feet and they put them out like this and that dude do this to you?
Yeah, push you.
He'd be like, "Yo, what you doing, man? Down!" You might walk in there saying you 6 feet. You come out that thing, you'd be 5'10¾".
Yeah,
it's a crazy, you know.
Key, mm-hmm. If you were the GM or an NFL executive, what three things do you pay attention to during the combine evaluation process? That's coming up.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Key, if you were a GM or NFL executive, you're at the combine, what three things are you paying attention to during the evaluation process?
I mean, I would think the three things, you know, you start off, first of all, the conversation. Where's the conversation? I want to interview you, but I don't want to interview you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't care about whether or not you hung out with dudes that got into trouble when they was 14 years old. I could care less about that because we all have done that.
Right.
Right? And we moved on in our professional careers. So those conversations, but I want to know, like, what's on your mind? What are you doing with your money? You going to buy your mother a house? What do you plan on investing? Like, what do you plan on doing? When we give you this boatload of money, what are you going to do? Those are the type of conversations I want to have. I don't have no conversation about if you still going to hang out with your friends, because I know you are. I already know that. You're a kid. I expect for you to do those things. Then I also want to know about your health. You know, injuries are extremely important. Do you love football? All that's packaged up together. How big are you? Let me look at your size. Let me really lab you and see. And then when you start talking about football, I want to know if it's a defensive player or are you a pile inspector? Do you like to stand over the pile and beat your chest? You know, are you a pile inspector? You going to run up on a pile like you going to make the tackle but really didn't because you can be in the cameras? And then the on-field stuff, I don't really care because I'm watching your film. I've seen you live. I've watched your film. Yeah, you can run some cones and you can broad jump and you can show me some bench press and some explosiveness. But in the end, can you play football? Can you play is all I care about. I don't care the fact that you could vertically jump 9,000 feet in the air. It does nothing for me if you can't catch.
Yeah, I was going to say this. Like, obviously, medical is extremely important.
Yeah.
Health is first and foremost. I'm looking at health. The biggest question that I have for a lot of players that get drafted high or whatever the situation is goes back to your question, okay, which I think is the most important question you can ask. And you just don't hear their answer. You find out by their habits. Do you love football?
Do you like it?
Because we know a lot of dudes. I know a lot of cats that played basketball, that got paid a lot of money, but didn't love hoops like that.
Yeah.
Didn't love it. And if you're trying Eddie to make Curry. Somebody your franchise guy, you try to make somebody your franchise guy, you got to love your sport.
Because
and
I'm
buying them.
You got to want to do it when you're not even getting paid.
You like it, but you don't
exactly.
love it.
Yeah. I already got the answers to the question, man. So you have no need to sit up here and lie to me because I already know. I know you smoke weed. It ain't that big of a deal. I got people that work on my staff that smoke weed, so it ain't, you know.
Take it or shake it, brought to you by Granger.
No, Max, don't get spooked. That's just the real questions.
Yeah.
Those are real questions. But go ahead.
Just take an ibuprofen 800. Same thing.
Nope.
Tune into NBA
giving you NFL Combine.
That is the Bucks host of the Sixers. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Or shake it.
Take it.
Take it or shake it.
All right, Shannon. What are we doing here?
Save us.
We're doing Take It or Shake It, which is brought to you by Granger.
You just said what we were doing here.
Max
well,
is like.
That's my way of telling Shannon, take it away.
Here you go, Jay.
All right, here we go. Key,
you got the wrong dude. I don't know who you think I am.
I don't know.
What am I nervous about? Good.
Hey, Key, take it or shake it. Lamar Jackson is better off playing elsewhere next season. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Sit right tight and sit in Baltimore only if they give you your money. But if they don't, sit tight right in Florida till they give you your money. That's it. Simple and plain.
Yeah. I mean, I much rather see him be a Miami Dolphin. I just think him and that Dolphin offense with Mike McDaniels would be special. But I'm okay with that, Key. I'm okay with
it. Of course you would.
Yeah, of course. Of course I would. I think it's an offense that actually gives him weapons.
What are you going to do with Tua?
I think it's an offense that gives him weapons.
What are you going to do with Tua, pal?
Yeah, Tua. Why do you say Tua like that? I'm waiting to see what happens with Tua, man. Is Tua durable? I worry about that.
Miami got Lamar Jackson.
Now
they might be the best team in football.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway,
well, I mean, they'd be the fastest team in football.
It would be that.
What's up, Shannon?
All right, next, we're moving on. You can't have a Rocky movie without Rocky. Now, I'll preface this by saying Creed 3 is coming out this weekend.
You can't have a Rocky movie without Creed. This is wrong.
Well, we got Creed 3 coming out this weekend. And my question, once again, take it or shake it. Max, I'll start with you.
Yeah.
You can't have a Rocky movie without Rocky. Take it or shake it.
Plainly correct. Well, I've been in three of them.
Flex.
Use that as a vehicle. It's an entryway point.
I've been in three of them.
I would say, I'm not in this
humble
one.
Humble brag.
I'm not in this one. And so I couldn't tell you about it from the inside, but I will say this. You can't have a Rocky movie without Rocky. Of course not. That's why they started a new franchise and they transitioned to Creed.
So
Take it or shake it.
Can't have a Creed movie without Max Kellerman.
Well, you plainly you can.
I do whatever Max does.
Yeah, Max, you got that one. Next.
Sure, next.
All right, Jay, I'll start with you on this one. This season is NBA Finals or bust for Luka. Take it or shake it?
I'll shake it.
Shake it.
I mean, as much as we want to apply all the pressure in the world for Luka to get to the NBA Finals, you just trade away a critical portion of his team for Kyrie. They are more explosive offensively, but this team is painful to watch defensively. And like I said before, their scheme is not an NBA Finals or Western Conference Finals offensive scheme.
Yeah, I would say you gotta shake it. Luka's from Europe. There's no pressure for Europe. Haven't you heard Draymond? No, he's 24 years old. Team's not good enough right now. That's why there's more pressure, for example, on Tatum, as Jay pointed out earlier. There's more pressure on Jokic. He's 27. He's got a crew. He's won three MVPs. Luka, the pressure is going to start to ratchet up. It's starting now, but it ain't. The finals are bust this year.
Shake it.
I got to do one more here.
I'm going to sneak it in here.
That's all.
Why are you at the sneaking in your Knicks?
I'm sneaking it in here.
Why are you sneaking in your Knicks?
My New York Knickerbockers are legit title contenders.
Shake it. Didn't make the playoffs last year. So now I appreciate the fact that this team is a legit team, which they should have been. Jalen Brunson has changed the culture of the New York Knicks. They are a team that really will make the playoffs. They potentially could win a playoff series. Let's not say they're title contenders, though.
Ooh, I got to take it or shake it.
What's up?
What?
Take it or shake it after Jay goes to UNC, Duke game, he gets the itch to coach college basketball.
Take it.
Does Stan Van Gundy tweet about it is the question.
Come on, have some integrity, Max.
Georgetown, Jay.
I'll take the coaching job. Thank you very much. You said anything about integrity?
Georgetown. Texas need a coach.
Respect to Patrick Ewing.
Jay, Texas need a coach?
Nope.
Can Jay Will say that if he had a coaching job, it would be this one? Without giving him flack, without dropping him to 14 on the
Jay to Texas Longhorns. Go, Jay. Hook
with
them horns.
With supplies and solutions for every industry, Ranger has the right product for you. Call clickranger.com or just stop by.
Private jet.
Greeny is coming up next. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. We're back on Monday. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.